thinking twice about genetically modified crops. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Genetically modified crops are common enough in the U.S., but the rest of the world has been slower to embrace the crop technology. Mike Yost with the Agriculture Department's Foreign Agricultural Service says some progress has been made.
There's more Chinese farmers use biotech crops than any other country in the world. India went from being an importer to an exporter of cotton because of BT cotton. We saw the Koreans and the Japanese now allow genetically modified corn to be used in cornstarch and high fructose corn syrup. So I think gradually the world is starting to think twice about this.
So more countries are getting on board with GMO crops, and Yo says that's making an impact.
This can really help smallholder farmers around the world.
Especially, Yost says, as the world market experiences rising food prices, food shortages, and even food riots. I'm Laura McNamara with This Land of Ours.